Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight positive developments at the primary level. On this week's program, we visit Macaulay Primary School to find out more about their feeding program. Stay tuned. Located in Spanish Town, St. Catherine, Macaulay Primary serves over 800 students from several communities including Marchpen Road, Tallspen, Ellerslie Pen, Duncan's Pen, Dempsey Pen, Thompson Pen, and others. The school's motto is Striving for Excellence, and this is what the institution has been doing for 75 years. A few years ago, staff at Macaulay Primary became concerned about the low attendance rate of students. After further investigations, they discovered that parents experienced challenges with providing adequate nutrition for their children, resulting in them not being sent to school. Principal Claudia Byer says to fix the problem, the school sought sponsorship to implement a feeding program.
And so we seek sponsorship from private companies, and this company in particular, Poverty Alleviation Association, they came on board. They started serving 50 children first until they were able to enlarge the group, and now we are serving over 150 students.
The program runs for 3 to 5 days per week. Principal Byer says the program has had a positive impact on the school.
We have up to 95% attendance since we have started, and not only attendance, we have also seen improvement in children attending school earlier, so they are punctual.
The improved attendance also positively impacted the academic performance of the students.
I remember when it started, Poverty Alleviation, they took photographs of some children because they wanted to follow the progress of those children. They took their photographs and they took their averages where they were at, and they followed them up to grade 6. And we were proud out of that group. The year before, we had, I remember, a girl passing for Immaculate and St. Catherine High. So we have seen improvement academically because they are now able to come to school every day and they are here at school on time. So it has helped.
Mrs. Byer tells us more about how the feeding program is implemented.
School starts at 7:45 and they are served their breakfast at that time. We ensure that it finishes at 8 o'clock. It can be porridge, it can be tea sometimes with hot dog and bread and beans and so on. And then they go to devotion, go to class. And at lunchtime, they are given a cooked meal. Some of them, when they are going home, because they have no dinner at home to eat, they ask if they can get something boxed to take home for dinner.
The school is expressing gratitude for the support it has been receiving to implement the feeding program. Principal Byer says there are plans to expand the initiative.
Because when we started, it was just Poverty Alleviation Foundation. They started with 50 children. And as the ministry came in and assisted, then we were able to expand the group from the 50 to 150 now. And we're looking at expanding it even to a larger group.
She says the program has been receiving positive feedback.
The parents are really appreciative of it. And what I would want to say, if there are other companies out there who are willing to assist so we could expand our group, we would welcome that.
Principal of Macaulay Primary School, Claudia Byer. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on Jazz Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.